With little more than a day remaining before Americans go to the polls, the latest numbers suggest this election may be another photo finish. One survey by the Pew Research Center shows President Bush with a 3-point edge among likely voters. 48% said they would vote for the president, 45% for Senator Kerry. There's a 2.5% margin of error. Andrew Kohut, the center's director, joins us to talk about the survey. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
It's interesting that this is the exact spread your polls found 4 years ago at this time, a 3-point advantage for then-Governor George Bush against then-Vice President Al Gore.
That's right. We did a poll the next day, and it narrowed a point toward Gore. We had a 2-point Gore lead. We're not polling tonight because it's Halloween, and we figured we couldn't get a good cross-section to participate. So this is where we're going to leave it. It's close. 48-45 is not a significant lead. We can't say 95 chances out of 100 certainty that Bush is ahead of Kerry. We would say probably the odds are somewhere 85 to 90% chances that he's ahead.
Did you talk to people after Friday's release of the videotape of Osama bin Laden, and did that seem to have any influence?
Half of the 2,000 interviews with likely voters were conducted before the release and half afterward. We saw nothing significant.
Your poll suggests that there could be much higher turnout this time than in recent elections, especially, it says, among younger people. But I keep hearing that younger voters are disproportionately not polled because a lot of them have only cell phones and pollers don't call people with cell phones. Is this a possible gap in the polls?
It is a possible one, but it would have to be a pretty small one. Only the best estimate of cell phone only is 6%, and if 40% of them vote, that's 2.4%, and they would have to be overwhelmingly for either Kerry or Bush for it to affect these numbers. What we find is that we have more young people in our likely voters sample. 14% of the likely voters sample are young people. So the whole level of turnout seems to be going up, but especially among younger people. We are estimating that about 57% of the voting age population are going to participate. That's appreciably higher than the 52% 4 years ago and the 50% 8 years ago. It's even higher than in 92 when there was a lot of concern about the economy. We had a 55% turnout rate. What we did find that was quite different from the last election, 16% of our respondents had already voted. And they divided evenly between President Bush and Senator Kerry.
Of arguably the two most important campaign issues, your poll finds that Iraq trumps the economy.
Iraq and the war on terrorism are more correlated with people's choices than the economy. And what we found was a significant number of people who were unhappy with the economy still voting for President Bush. But the vote along with regard to Iraq and the war on terrorism pretty much reflects what you would expect. Those people who continue to support the war vote overwhelmingly for Bush. Those who oppose vote overwhelmingly for Kerry in a big way.
It seems like we're looking at the second presidential election in a row where you have an almost evenly divided electorate. And I'm wondering, in history, is this more the exception or the rule?
In recent times, it's pretty much the rule. The parties are at about even. The big difference in this poll versus 4 years ago is that Senator Kerry is not polling as well among women.
Those so-called security moms.
Yes.
Andrew Kohut directs the Pew Research Center. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.